Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Bradley from San Diego.
My name is Bradley. I'm an alcoholic. I ran into the speaker, your main speaker, and I asked her if she wanted me to open for her. And she looked at me, she was like, well, you can run if you want, because, yeah, I'm going to speak, but I don't really know who it is. And I knew I was gonna be up here, so I was just giving her a hard time. And the reality is I kind of like to have fun today, but I don't know how. I don't know how to have fun. If you're new here tonight, I really do want to welcome you. If you've raised your hand, you introduce yourself as a newcomer, welcome. If you're sitting in here and you're hoping to God that we don't notice that you're here and you didn't say your name and you're new, you're welcome also. I know that when I was in my first Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, I didn't want to say I was new. I didn't even want to say I was there. I tried to sit in the back, the closest to the door. My first AA meeting was when I was 20 years old. And I was 20 years old. I just got a DUI. And, I was an alcoholic. I had just taken some NyQuil and, I had to pick up a friend and he was in a bad spot of the neighborhood when in reality we had both just had some beer at the bar and the cops pulled me over. But I was 20 years old. I had just gotten this DUI. I had to go to these AA meetings and I had to go to 3 of them in 6 months and I was too busy to go to 3 AA meetings in 6 months. So I procrastinated. I put it off for as long as I could, and finally it was time. I was going to graduate the class. I was going to pass this DUI class that I had to go to. But I had to get this court card signed. Well, see, I know that Alcoholics Anonymous is anonymous. That's part of the name, right? So I can forge my court card. The problem is I thought AA had this special stamp. So I needed to go to at least one meeting to figure out what kind of stamps you guys had in order to get this done. So I go to this meeting and I couldn't go in there drunk because I had heard from people. I didn't know what AA was. I just knew it's where people went and they didn't like people who drank. That's what I thought. That's what I thought Alcoholics Anonymous was. So I go to this meeting and I couldn't go in there drunk. See, I can't stay sober. I don't have a problem with alcohol, but I cannot stay sober. I hate life sober. I don't want to be sober. I'm 20 goddamn years old. I'm just having fun. Let me drink, okay? I'm not killing you. I'm killing myself, even though I wish you would die. Like, that's how I felt. And, I go into this meeting. And like I said, I can't go in drunk, so I got really stoned, it didn't work. The thing for me is, like, sometimes I still struggle. I'm 23 now, I've been sober since August 17th of 2005, and still to this day, I think maybe I'm not alcoholic, I do think that, and that's why I come to these meetings. See, I didn't want to drink because I thought they would call the cops on me, which I found that is not true. But I couldn't go in there sober, so I had to go in stoned, and it wasn't working for me. I still didn't feel comfortable. See, I drank because as long as I drank, like, I didn't know I was drinking to feel comfortable. I just knew I was drinking to feel good. Okay, and I couldn't drink in there, so I was high, and I went in there, and I just remember looking at everybody, and I was not like any of these people. And they're sitting in this circle. And I'm just arguing with myself about how I don't belong here in this goddamn DUI class, making me go to these meetings. Somebody signed this thing so I could forge the rest and get out of here. I want to go home and get a drink. And all of a sudden they start the meeting, and everybody in there is saying, I'm so-and-so, I'm alcoholic, I'm so-and-so, I'm alcoholic, I'm so-and-so, I'm alcoholic. And it's going around in this circle. And I'm so-and-so, and I'm alcoholic. And it's getting closer and closer and closer to me. And I'm getting nervous. My face is getting really red. I know I'm sweating. My head is just going off saying, Bradley, you're not alcoholic. Don't tell people you're alcoholic. Don't ever say you're an alcoholic. You're not alcoholic. Bradley, you're not alcoholic. And by the time it gets to me, I just say, oh, my God, Bradley, just say you're alcoholic so you blend in. They don't notice you. My name's Bradley. I'm an alcoholic. Oh, my God, Bradley, why did you tell these people you're alcoholic? You can't. Now you're going to be an alcoholic. Oh, my God, you're never going to be able to drink again. You're totally screwed up. And that's how my head works, And So if you can relate to any of that, then welcome. If you can't relate to that, that's fine too. You know, stick around. Maybe you'll relate to somebody, or maybe you won't. You know, that's not for me to decide. That's for you to decide. And that's what I realized in here. Nobody else could decide it for me. I desperately did not want to be an alcoholic. I did not get sober then. Like I said, I came in to forge a court card, and that's what I did. But today I know how to express it and let you guys know what's happened in my head, because I've been around here long enough to be able to kind of articulate that to you. That's about the biggest word I'll use tonight. But for me, it took, when I was, by the time I was 21, I had, thank you. By the time I was 21, though, I was drinking every day. You know, I can't really tell you when I started drinking. I'm not one of those people who had a drink and everything was better. That didn't really happen for me. I just know that I drank and I drank and I drank and I got really sick. And the next morning, or 1 o'clock the next afternoon, I woke up. My head kind of hurt. I went over to my friend's house and I said, "Hey, let's do that again." And they said, "No." And I said, "No, let's." And that's how it was from the very beginning. Okay, I liked to feel drunk. I just liked to not feel sober. And by the time I was 21, I had been drinking every day. You know, I had 2 strikes, but when I was 16, I got arrested for an armed robbery. I fought that case, and I spent 2 years incarcerated, and I was really bummed out about that because I never got to go to my senior prom. I dropped out of high school my sophomore year. And that's not why I'm an alcoholic, but those are things that I did while I was drinking. You know, those are things that I did. I caused destruction, I caused chaos, and I don't care about anybody but myself. And at the same time, I'm really depressed about the past because it could have been different if only my life was this way, when in reality, I was doing what Bradley wanted to do. So by the time I was 21, you know, I'd already had the DUI. My parole officer had said, "You know, Bradley, you've been out of prison for about a year and a half, and you've been arrested twice for drug or alcohol related offense." I said, "You know what? I've been out a whole year and a half, and I've only been arrested twice. That's not that bad. I don't have a problem." I guess normal people don't get arrested once in a year, let alone twice. So I was given an option. I was given an option. They said, "You know what, Bradley, you can go to rehab or you can go back to prison." And that's not a requirement for membership, you know. But this is my story. And I weighed those options, and that's how I work. I always weigh the options. See, because I don't want to be alcoholic. I don't want to get sober. And I want to do what Bradley wants to do all the time. And I weigh those options, and I'm fighting. I'm living in this pink and blue room with Barbie curtains, and I don't want to go to work anymore. So I'm sleeping on this plastic mattress. I'm recycling aluminum cans and copper wire to go get another drink. And I'm playing dominoes and drinking 40 ounces of 211 Steel Reserve in the park with the other guys who are pushing around shopping carts, thinking I'm doing big things because the guy with 3 teeth at the shopping cart is talking to me. You know, and that's what I'm attracted to. That's what I'm attracted to. And so I was given that option. I decided to go to the rehab, and I spent like 70 days in this rehab. And in the beginning, I didn't have a problem. I was totally embarrassed to be there, kind of like the first time I walked into AA. You know, all these people are going to think I got a problem. Because I didn't realize we're all here for the same thing. You know, I'm here because I don't want to drink anymore. I'm here because my head tells me I do want to drink anymore. I do want to drink, and right here, I know that I don't want to drink. You know, and it's really hard for me to decipher which is real and which isn't. You know, and that's why I come to these meetings. I was in that rehab, though, and I couldn't relate to anybody in there. I couldn't, because I looked for the differences in everybody. I want to be different from everybody. And I started reading the book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I read it, and I read the doctor's opinion, and it was interesting. And I read Bill's story, and I got it. You know, I related. And I kept reading the book. And I didn't read the book to relate to things. I read that book to make sure Bradley was not alcoholic. I was looking for the line that says, "Bradley, you are not alcoholic." And You know, I read the book, and I related to Bill's story. I related to living that double lifestyle. You know, I was working this job, and I was putting on the shirt and tie to go to work, and I was coming home. I was putting on my other clothes, and I was recycling because I was working this commission job. I wasn't doing anything at work except looking for a reason to fight with my boss so I can go to the bar at 11 o'clock, blame my drinking on him and why I'm so stressed out at work, and then come home and recycle so I can get some more booze. And, you know, there's a speaker. There's a guy that I heard a long time ago, and he basically talks about how he was drinking, he was spending money he didn't have, trying to impress people he didn't like, and that was it. That's it. That's me to a T. That's it right there, you know. You know, I related to the book, man. I related to that double lifestyle, and I always think everybody's out to get me. To this day, I think everybody's out to get me, and I come here to realize that I'm insane. You know, that's it right there. I'm insane. Thank you. I'm not perfect, and the reality for me is I come to these meetings to realize that it's okay to not be perfect. So thank you very much for letting me share.